On Thursday's front page, is this 2008 all over again? Economists are trying to figure out whether this is a repeat of that financial crisis or just a lack of confidence. Chinese are investing heavily in New York. Chinese banks have put more than $1 billion into real estate loans here in the last 12 months. And why the U.S. is outsourcing military operations in Somalia. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story looks at whether the U.S. is in for a repeat of the financial crisis of 2008. Some economists say the risks are lower now because the financial system is healthier. Times reporter Nelson D. Schwartz looks at the differences between then and now.
Back in 2008, what really drove the financial crisis was nervousness by American banks about lending to one another. That's not happening now, but what we are seeing is nervousness in Europe about banks lending to one another there. That makes people nervous here because American banks are closely intertwined with their European partners. You've got hundreds of billions of dollars flowing between the biggest banks every day, so a problem in France or Germany is felt in America very quickly. For example, the cost of borrowing for French banks and other European institutions went up Wednesday and has been going up since the end of July fairly sharply. That makes it more expensive for them to borrow and undermines confidence in the system overall. To make matters worse, investors and traders on both sides of the Atlantic are worried that policymakers don't have the tools to stem the panic this time.
Times reporter Nelson D. Schwartz. Wall Street was anything but calm on Wednesday. The stock market swung back and forth all day. The Dow Jones Industrials were down 519 points at the close, which wiped out Tuesday's gains. Chinese investment is growing here in New York. Chinese banks have poured more than $1 billion into New York real estate loans in the last 12 months. Investors from China are snapping up apartments, and Chinese companies have signed major leases at the Empire State Building and at the new One World Trade Center. Times reporter Kirk Semple says China is urging investment in New York to diversify its foreign exchange holdings. China also wants to improve its leverage in international affairs. Also in Thursday's Times, the U.S. is turning to private contractors to help wage war on militants in Somalia. The outsourcing comes amid reluctance in Washington to send U.S. troops back to a place they left after the Black Hawk Down incident in 1993. Now the top State Department official for Africa says the Obama administration does not want an American footprint on the ground in Somalia. But besides the private contractors, the CIA has been training Somali intelligence operatives. The Pentagon has turned to strikes by armed drone aircraft. In Syria, there are signs support for President Bashar al-Assad is weakening. Assad's government is going ahead with a relentless assault against the five-month-old uprising. On Wednesday, more than a dozen protesters were killed, but Assad's support is flagging among the business elite in Damascus, and former government stalwarts are distancing themselves from the power centers. Britain is debating the cause of its riots. The police and political leaders are worried about a potentially explosive new pattern of interracial violence. Times reporter Ravi Somaya says London courts are running 24 hours a day to cope with the arrests.
A lot of the crimes are incredibly minor. There was a woman accused of stealing 6 bottles of nail varnish and a tin of food, a man accused of stealing cakes. But when you've added them up over the last 3 or 4 days, they've left Britain reeling and questioning the very nature of its society. It was surprising to many people watching the trials that they were people as old as 46. There was a teaching assistant, a graphic designer. People were very apologetic in court. They said that they got swept up in the moment. They regretted it instantly. British police have been very restrained or very soft on the rioters. They've just been using batons, which they've used very sparingly, and generally just used the sheer force of their numbers. But now, with the public attitude turning very much against the rioters, Prime Minister David Cameron has said he'll authorise maybe the use of water cannons and plastic bullets. I guess we'll see over the next few days whether those more stringent measures are effective.
Times reporter Ravi Somaya. In the Netherlands, some cars are getting meters that show more than the cost of gasoline. The meters factor in the cost to society. That means pollution, traffic congestion, and wear and tear on roads. The meters are part of a controversial government tax proposal to charge motorists for the miles they drive. The meters also take account of a car's fuel efficiency and where the car went. Driving on busy thoroughfares costs more than driving on less traveled roads. Supporters say all this is fairer than paying registration fees and taxes when you buy a car. Inside Thursday's Times, details on a counterstrike in Afghanistan. It killed the Taliban fighters believed responsible for shooting down a Chinook helicopter over the weekend. A Taliban commander was identified among the dead, but the insurgent leader who was the original target of the Chinook raid continues to elude American and Afghan forces. China's first aircraft carrier began trials at sea. The state-run Xinhua News Agency said it was going on a short voyage before going back to port for more tests. The Chinese Defense Ministry said last month that the carrier would be used largely for scientific research and training. Foreign military analysts say it could be a decade or more before the Chinese can deploy their own fleet. In Thursday's Business Day section, Uncle Sam wants you to rent a house from Uncle Sam. The Obama administration is looking for ideas for putting the government's inventory of foreclosed houses into private hands as rentals. The administration wants to unload some 250,000 properties now owned by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the FHA. In the New York Report, the Statue of Liberty is closing for a year starting in October. Reporter Sydney Ember explains.
The Department of the Interior and the National Park Service are about to begin $27 million in a renovation. They say it'll make it safer. They're renovating the stairways and the elevators so that people will be able to get out faster if there's an emergency. They could have started a few months ago, but they wanted the Statue of Liberty to be open for the 125th anniversary of its dedication, which is coming in October.
Reporter Sydney Ember. The closing may not make much difference to vendors who depend on the crowds at the statue. That's because most visitors don't actually go up in the statue. Liberty Island, the 14 acres in the harbor where the statue is the centerpiece, will remain open while the renovations are going on. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.